Are you comfortable? Good. Settle in. That's right. We're back.
Okay. Back in the car. Back heading north. We drive, we drive, we drive. We finally get to West Palm Beach. And I didn't like the tone of the lady where I had the reservation. And we saw another place. We looked up in the AAA book. That was a cheap-ass Best Western. Now, see again, Best Western, Comfort, aren't these supposed to be good hotels? But no, this was a raggedy-ass Best Western. So we check in there. Had a chance to meet with my good friend Dean. And he's tangled with the vulgar pig boy a time or two. He ran into him once, I believe it was the year 2000. They voted the same place. And Dean, sorry if I'm screwing the story up, but Dean and Rush were walking into the polling place at the same time, and Dean said something like, "Hey, you fat vulgar bastard, why don't you go kill yourself?" That's where I remember it. Maybe he did said something different, but anyway, so he ran into him there. Oh, sidebar. Dean reminded me that back when Roy Black was working for the Kennedys, trying to get William Kennedy Smith off of his rape charge, Rush said, "If you're guilty, call Roy Black." That's what Dean said, Rush said, back when William Kennedy Smith needed to get off. "If you're guilty, call Roy Black." So the vulgar pig boy, being guilty, call Roy Black. Dean, don't want to tell you what he does for a living, but it involves legal stuff. He's not a lawyer, but it involves legal stuff. So he knows how to search the public records, and he looked up www.co.palm-beach.fl.us/papa/main/detail_info.asp?p_entity=504-342-340-2000-0110. And that pulls up the Vulgar Pig Boy's property. And it says, yes, the Vulgar Pig Boy lives at North Ocean Beach Boulevard, Palm Beach, subdivision Boca Raton County Inlet Sub IN. Land value, $15 million. Total square feet, 36,000. We have 1,500 here at Barkout Manor. Pig Boy Manor has 36,000 square feet. You know, Dean had a fun name for it. It was the Limbaugh's Palm Beach Pig Pen, is what this was. Land value, $15 million. Improvement value, $8.6 million. Market value, $24.274 million. Rush paid $433,000 property tax last year. But interestingly, Rush is putting his property in Marta's name. I find that interesting for the following reasons. Rush is way, way too rich to hide his income. We all know he makes roughly $500,000 per weekday. Every time he goes to work, he gets $500,000, roughly. It might be $480,000. Give me a break. So if somebody wins a $25 million judgment against him, the most you're going to wait for your money is maybe 60 or 90 days. I mean, the money's coming in. I don't see the advantage of hiding his property or putting his property in his wife's name. I understand there's some legal trickery there that, oh, that's not mine. That belongs to my wife. But even if you are able to hide all your property, you got a lot of income, Rush. You remember that $280 million contract you signed? You've been bragging about that for a long time. So it's going to be hard for you to play the poor boy, whatever crimes you're running from. Anyway, I really enjoyed my little visit with Dean. Long story, he was going to take me on a tour, but we ran out of time, et cetera, et cetera. So he was nice enough to drop by the hotel. We had a nice little conversation out by the pool. It was time to meet up with L.A. Rick and his good buddy Jim. L.A. Rick, as you know, if you listened to the last show, he flew all the way to Florida from L.A. just to join the poker game. No, actually, he was going to Florida anyway. Luckily enough, he was able to make the game, so him and Jim showed up. Oh, and it was pouring down rain. You should have seen it. I called the boat and said, "Y'all go in the rain, because this was monster rain. If you ever been in a Florida thunderstorm, that's what this was. Lots of rain." So we get over to the big, big boat. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the big, big boat. Wild guess, probably built in the 50s. It had a little bit of that Titanic feel. I mean, I've never been on a modern big boat, but you could just tell by the ornaments and the accoutrements and the style and everything that it was a a throwback to the classic days. Plus, it was raining so hard, it looked like, oh, I'm going off to sea, you know, like it was a romantic thing, as in, you know, you could just see two people having to split up because one of them's getting on the boat. Anyway, big old boat. It was 450 feet long, I think. This is where the poker game was. The floating Bart Cop Poker Fest Atlantic / Palm Beach 2004 gala event. We were supposed to leave at 6:30, and about 6:40, I noticed we weren't moving, but if you look real close, we were barely moving. We were moving, you know, maybe a foot, whatever. We were just barely moving. I heard someone say they're waiting for some other big boat to get out of the way. So finally, a boat gets out of the way, and we're off, and we go through the little harbor there, the little area. So finally, we get out into the ocean, and it's just now getting dark. So I went and signed up for the poker game, but then they said, come back in 45 minutes. Boat left at 6:30, poker started at 7:15, so I had 45 minutes to kill. After we got out to sea, the boat stopped, and by now it was plenty dark. The boat was pointing south, I believe, so that means one side of the boat was facing the shore, and you could see the Palm Beach skyline, and, you know, a lot of lights and this and that, but if you went to the other side of the boat, it was very dark. Oh, and that was creepy, because I'd never been on the ocean in the dark before, and it was all very Titanic. It was extra creepy. You know how you go over to the rail and you hold on real tight to the rail and you kind of look over. It's like, you know, you have to ask yourself, what would it be like to fall overboard? And you look down and you see those dark waves, and you know, you couldn't really see anything, but now and then you just, the wave would catch a little bit of light, and you go, oh, and the sound of the waves at night, that's creepy too. I mean, if you're a Titanic fan, you try to safely recreate the Titanic conditions just to kind of get a little thrill out of it, and it was plenty creepy. Of course, once the boat got to sea, they turned on the slot machines and this and that. They started a poker game. There was 24 people all together, split us into three tables, and as you lost, you know, they consolidated the tables. Well, I met up with my good buddy Dan, Irish Dan. Dan and I were the first two cuppers out of the poker fest. So we hit the bars. Dan's a music editor for some newspaper down there. His job is he goes to nightclubs, drinks, watches the band, the next day writes what he remembers. Boy, I'd like to have me a job like that. So basically, we sat in a sports bar and drank. Had that good time. All right, so get back to the hotel. Still had a little time to party. Wake up the next morning, Wednesday. So we took off, went to Orlando. Orlando's about 3 hours away, but hey, it was noon. We had the time. So we called ahead. We got a great room. It was in Orlando at the Spring Hill. Not only did they have the cable modem, see, we've been offline all week. You know, we land in West Palm Beach that first day. You got a cable modem? No. You know anyone that does? They're going, cable modem? Yeah. It goes for computers, West Palm Beach. You never heard of a cable modem? What's wrong? You know, we're not in South Pago. Pago, here we're in West Palm Beach. I would like a fast modem, please. Oh, we don't have one of those. We're going to have one this summer. Yeah, I'll be back. Saturday night, no cable modem. Sunday, no cable. And it's not that I have to have the luxury, but when you're at the hotel, you get 20K. I'm used to 100 meg. And they go 20K. That is what, 1/500th? Of the speed, I believe it is, my good Catholic math. It was 500 times slower. That means when you click on email, 45 seconds later, the email opens. And then you read it, and then you reply something to it, and you hit send, and 45 seconds later, that email, I mean, you can't get anything done. You click on a link, and you wait for every picture to load at 20K. So I'm offline Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we finally find us a hotel. The Spring whatever, got the cable modem, and the best part, though, it had the best air conditioner ever. We turned it on super-duper, and we went to Chevy's Mexican Dinners, and when we came back, it was Walt Disney. It was Ted Williams. It was cold. It was so, the Cokes that we left on the counter, they were room temperature, but the room temperature was like 60, so the Cokes were cold enough to eat. Oh, it was great. Friday morning, we're out of here. Time to come back home. Didn't really get to do much of what we're supposed to do in Florida due to my mismanagement of time. We missed Kayobo, almost missed Dean, almost missed the damn Poker Fest. But anyway, that was the Florida report. Florida was good, but the highlight of Florida was the Poker Fest and the Big Boat. Enjoyed meeting all the other bark cubbers there. Also, Big Poker Fest Chicago. We think it's going to be July 16-17. We're expecting big sellout in Chicago Poker Fest because we know we got people coming from Minneapolis. We got people coming from Toledo. We got people coming from St. Louis. And Lord knows there's one or two bark cubbers in Chicago. We're going to do Poker Fest July in Chicago. We think July 16-17. And maybe we'll do some kind of September, October something in St. Louis. And if the Northeastern people ever get together, boy, you think of all the places in the United States that a poker game ought to be able to be put together. It would be somewhere between New York and, say, Boston. You know, you got your Philly, you got your Baltimore, you got your D.C., you got your New York. You got, but no, we couldn't come up with a handful. We couldn't come up with five people to play poker Northeast, but I'll bet we get 25 in Chicago. So that's all for the Bart Fest, Florida Atlantic, West Palm Beach poker story. We will see you in Chicago in July.
Chicago is chugging.
You're listening to Bart Cop Radio. Because if you're watching Bart Cop Radio, it gets real boring.
Building Chicago.